call to lower the temperature over a search warrant. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Former President Trump today telling Fox News his representatives have reached out to the Justice Department in an effort to decrease the anger over the execution of a search warrant at his Florida home. But the president called the FBI search of his estate a sneak attack on democracy.
Former President Trump is going on the offensive. He says he wants those documents returned to him. He claims they are protected by attorney-client privilege. He's also attacking the FBI raid as politically motivated. President Trump said America has never suffered this kind of abuse in law enforcement. For the FBI to raid the home of the 45th president of the United States, or any president for that matter, is totally unheard of and unthinkable.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Former Rudy Giuliani's lawyer says prosecutors in Atlanta have said the former New York City mayor and Trump attorney is a target of their criminal investigation into possible illegal attempts by then-President Trump and others to interfere in the 2020 general election in Georgia. Giuliani is scheduled to testify before a grand jury in Atlanta on Wednesday. A federal judge today saying Senator Lindsey Graham must testify before the grand jury in Georgia investigating the alleged attempt to overturn the 2020 presidential election in that state.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said he should be immune from having to testify, but federal judge Lee Martin May says his job as senator does not mean he's exempt. The Fulton County DA in Georgia is investigating interference in the 2020 election results with a grand jury that has subpoena power. And the DA is seeking testimony from multiple advisors and associates of former President Trump. Graham said last week that ordering him to testify was a weaponization of the law. He said he'll use the courts to try to make sure people like him can do their jobs without fear of some county prosecutor coming after them.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A positive day on Wall Street, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all ending the day with gains. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York City officials claim many migrants being bused to the city from Texas are arriving hungry, thirsty, and sick.
Commissioner Manuel Castro of the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs was again blasting the Texas governor, now calling him, quote, morally corrupt. He's also saying this.
We believe people should be treated with humanity and compassion, and that is not what is happening here.
Again, Texas officials say that's a lie. They say each bus is inspected before every journey.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York City. British drug regulators have become the first in the world to authorize an updated version of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine designed to protect against the original virus and the Omicron variants. Moderna's combination bivalent vaccine will be used as an adult booster. Such an approach is used with flu shots, which are adjusted each year depending on the variants that are circulating. Officials in a Boston suburb are investigating a former city employee who they say shut down the police website over a pay dispute.
The mayor of Newton, Massachusetts, Ruth Ann Fuller, says the former employee was a police department informational technology director and took down the department website in late June and July. The website instead directed visitors to a message that called on them to contact Fuller to ask her to restore it. Fuller says the ex-employee still controls the site and the department made a new webpage in its place. The Boston Globe reports that the employee left the job in March and felt he was owed $137,000 in compensatory time. He told the Globe that he was working with the city to resolve the dispute. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Officials say St. Charles Health System in Central Oregon accidentally overpaid thousands of employees a total of $2 million, as in demanding they pay that money back. The amounts range from less than $100 to as much as $3,000. More than 2,300 employees apparently owe some money to St. Charles. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.